In lands as dry as these, dust or sandstorms are a common hazard. Intense solar radiation heats the land. Convection takes place. In other words, the air rises, which makes an area of low pressure. Cooler air rushes in from an area of high pressure at a speed and intensity that can shift entire sand dunes. Rocks and stones can be moved literally thousands of miles. Landscapes can change in seconds. And any traveller, ice, a fascinating substance. But in winter, it can be a real danger. So, should we clear our footpaths? Are we allowed to? Well, yes we are. There isn't any law stopping you from clearing away the snow and ice outside your home or any public space. In fact, it's a very good idea, but use common sense. Don't pour hot water. Yes, it'll melt the snow, but the water can freeze into black ice, which is worse. Do start early. Fresh snow is easier to clear before it turns to ice. When shoveling snow or ice, think about where you pile it up. Don't let it block the way for other people. Spreading some salt, sand or ash on the area can help prevent the ice reforming. This ice advice comes to you from the Lincolnshire Road Safety Partnership. Anne Murphy looked like any other traveller. She felt like any other traveller. She truly believed that she was about to fly to Israel to meet the mother of her boyfriend Nazar Hindawi, who'd follow her on a separate flight to Tel Aviv. What she didn't realise was that she was being used as a walking bomb. Her suitcase was loaded with 1.4 kilograms of plastic explosive. A pocket calculator hidden amongst Anne's clothes contained the device that would detonate the bomb. The case went through the routine x-ray. Nothing showed, but in the process of asking some routine questions, the security officer emptied the contents of the bag. They seemed fine, but he was puzzled. For its size and apparent contents, it seemed just a little bit too heavy. His closer investigation was to save the lives of Anne Murphy and the 375 people about to board that flight.